Okay, it's our pleasure to welcome the 2015 U.S. Amateur Champion, Bryson DeChambeau, 7-6 winner over Derek Bard, here in the final today at Olympia Fields Country Club. Bryson, you had a little tougher start probably than you wanted, and you got it back. And I guess the main thing that we probably saw was that you were making putts. So give us a little tour through the match and what you thought were the key points.
Yeah, so it's an honor to be in this position. Thank you guys for all your support and everything. But I think the biggest moment, I think, was that chip in on 8. Now, starting off in the round, I got off to a hot start just like I wanted to, like I'd been doing all week. And so I was in a familiar and comfortable place. Unfortunately, the rain delay kind of hurt me. Lost a couple holes in that stretch. I wasn't prepared as much as I should have been. But then on 8, when I made that chip, I knew that the momentum was now going my way and I could possibly get it done. And lucky enough that even though I struggled through the middle part of it around the 19th hole when I hit it in the trees, and then I got it out and made bogey, he got it back down to 1 up. And from then on out, I just said, keep pressing the pedal down, put the pedal to the metal, and let's hit shots close. Let's play Bryson golf. And that's what I did, and I eventually went on to win on the 12th hole.
Okay, we're going to use the question mic, so please raise your hand, and we'll Tim right here, Steph up front here.
The putt on 7 to have that hole, how big was that mentally for you, and do you think you deflated him at that juncture?
Absolutely. That had to hurt him a little bit. I'm making that 20-footer. He was thinking he was going to win the hole, I'm sure. But knocking that putt in to have it and go on to win the next few was huge. And I could just see it in him. He was kind of deflated and didn't have the same step that he had before. And even making that putt on the hole previous, that little 6-footer down the hill, he made par. It was incredible par. And making that 8-9-footer straight down the hill was a tough, touchy one, because if I missed it, it could have gone 3-4 feet past, and I have to make that to tie him. So making that one was big. And then also the 20-footer on 7 was huge. Well, shoot, I even made the one on 8. That was a huge one, too, 15, 16 feet. I just made everything. You know, I could see it, and I was lining up my putts really well and executing my speed control very well. And that's ultimately what did it. All that practice until dark, pretty much, out here has paid off this week.
Your best putting day?
You know, I don't think it was my best, because I still missed a couple putts inside feet, but it was right up there. Had to be right up there.
Just talk about the feeling after 19. I mean, you're in position to win the 18th hole, and then at the lunch break you go through the caddy change, and then 19 kind of gets away. What happens after 19? Do you get determined? Are you mad at that point? Or the TV broadcasts are saying you look frustrated at that point. What do you tell yourself, and take us through that time frame?
Well, I was a little bit frustrated, but I was also determined, and I knew that my game was good enough to win this championship. It had been all week, and I said to myself, keep pushing the pedal to the metal, and you'll deflate him a little bit. And eventually I made a few more putts than he did and turned the tide my way, and I kept pushing down and hitting shots close. And that's kind of what changed.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, Bryson, you'd mentioned just playing well all week, and you seem to exude a kind of a composure and a confidence and so forth. Did you know coming in here that your game was pretty well in order to make the kind of run you did?
Yeah, well, I come into every week thinking that I have a great chance to win. I prepare myself every single week to win. I don't go into a tournament thinking, I don't think I got it this week. That's not who I am. I make sure that I'm 100% ready to go before I put that tee in the ground. So coming into this week, I knew I had a great chance. It was just about executing and believing in myself.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Has that belief changed since the NCAAs? How much did that bolster you? And just secondly, when you say you're going to play Bryson golf, in your mind, when everything's going well, what exactly is that?
Well, the belief aspect, I believe, has definitely improved over the course of playing in a couple PGA Tour events, as well as winning nationals. I mean, that had to definitely help. And then coming into this week, well, even last week, I was still confident about my game. I knew that I had a couple things to work on, And we got here a little bit early and was still working on the same things. And but that belief, it definitely translated from the NCAAs to today. And then what was your follow-up question again? I can't remember.
Bryson Golf.
So it's when I'm in a rhythm. You know, most people think that I'm so technical that I don't have a feel aspect or a rhythm aspect of it, but that's just the opposite. I need to get into my momentum and my rhythm in regards to being technical and analytical, but also being that artist. And if I can, again, like I've told you guys all week, if I can maximize those two aspects of the game, being that artist that sees shots and hit shots out of the trees on one today, well, my 19th hole today, and that's Bryson Golf. You know, being able to do that, yet still perform and hit stock shots in there.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, what did you tell yourself at lunch? How did lunch go down, and you know, how did you regroup?
I told myself I was still two up. I told myself I won one match. You know, I would have won it on the 16th hole, and that was a key factor in me believing that I could win this championship. And going through, I messed up a little bit, hit a bad shot on 18. But I was a little flustered and frustrated, but I threw that right out at the door, and I said to myself, you're still two up, you've got a great chance to win, and let's go get this done. And that's what I did.
What'd you hit at 18 there in the morning?
I hit a 5-iron, and it was 177 plus 4, and there was wind into us southwest, and it was into us probably playing 10 miles per hour, so 10 yards, I thought, especially with that trajectory. And I blocked it, and there was more wind coming right to left, so I didn't get the full effect of it keeping it short. And the thing went 195 and into the worst place possible.
Yeah, tough spot there.
Yeah.
Couple Teddy, questions, Bryson. Your putting routine, will you hold your club out? What are you doing there?
Well, I'm shooting a gun. I'm aiming. And most people plumb bob it or whatever and to line it up. But I think it's easier for me if I just put it right over the ball and I'm able to see it go right to the hole, especially on three-footers. It's like cheating almost. It goes right to exactly where I want it to be. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's helped me. It's actually something that I learned probably 6-7 months ago from a guy named Bobby Schaefer. He actually helped me see that was a better way to line up a golf ball. And so I've done it ever since. Did one nationals with it, and then won the U.S. Amateur with it.
Sorry if I have this wrong, but Epsom salt. Tell me about that. What you do the night before?
So I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give out all my secrets, you know. But you know, Epsom salts, they help me float a golf ball, and I'm actually able to find the center of gravity of a golf ball. Now, not every golf ball is perfectly manufactured, so there's going to be an error in the machine, and the center of gravity will actually be off center. So normally, when you're in a free-flowing environment, in a free water environment, or whatever, it would slow down on its own as you spun it in the Epsom salt, and it wouldn't be affected by anything else if the center of gravity was perfectly in the middle of the ball. It just keeps slowing down by friction. But if the center of gravity is off, there's torque that's created, and what happens is it wobbles and wobbles, and it goes to the heavy side or the off-balance side. And then I find out how much it's off balance by putting lead tape on it, on the top of the ball, to see how much mass it takes to flip it over. Ergo, how many millimeters it is off from the center of the ball. And so if it's more than 60 milligrams out of balance, I won't play the ball. And normally there's about four, sorry golf industry, I'm really messing with you guys right now. But if it's out of balance by more than 60 milligrams, then I don't play that ball. And there's usually about four out of every dozen that I won't play. Use those as practice balls, actually.
U.S. Amateur runner-up, Derek Bard. Derek, you hung in there, just couldn't get it done. And just give us a quick comment about what it was like to go through that experience and maybe a little bit about what this week means to you as a player and as a person.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, I came here in the beginning of the week, you know, just focused on making match play and getting back to match play because it's so much fun to play. I did do that, you know, and I started to win matches, and every match I won, I gained some more confidence, and just kept winning and winning until I found myself on the first tee today and teed up with Bryson. So it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Just all the people here are great. And just, like I said, so many nice people. Just treated phenomenally every day. And, yeah, it was a week I'll never forget.
Anybody from Virginia or for family arrive in time for the final?
Yeah, my mom and my sister flew in last night, so we hung out last night, and they were here today. I had two buddies here. They took a train through the night and were here for the John Rahm match, and they've been here. And then two other friends came in last night and were here today too. So, yeah, I had a nice support group out there cheering for me, and unfortunately I couldn't get it done.
Okay, questions. Please wait for the question. Mike Stephanie has it right behind you. Go ahead, Tim.
It seemed like he gave you an opening on the 19th hole with everything that happened over by the railroad tracks there.
Yeah.
Do you regret that you really couldn't take much advantage aside from that hole? But he came right back on top of you right after.
Yeah, obviously I do. I was one down through 19 and had some momentum going, and then he had a great wedge in there on two and made birdie and made a little bit of a bad swing on three, and all of a sudden I was three down, and then he just started making putts on me, and it's tough to come back from that. The last few days I was the one making putts, and today I wasn't. I didn't make anything, and he made all the putts he had too, and he won 7-6.
Good. Brad, and then Teddy in the back, and Dave.
Yeah, after kind of weathering the early storm there, he made two pretty big putts to start the day on the first two holes. You came out and won 4 of 5. Was there something that you maybe switched to, or just was it calming down that made you get on that little run?
Yeah, it was a little bit of calming down. And also, I thought that the weather delay was – I tried to use that to my advantage. I came out they called it in the middle of five, and I was one down at that point, and I just tried to use it to my advantage and hit a good one in there and rolled the putt in. So then all square, and then I played six well, hit a wedge in there, one up. He made bogey on seven, so all of a sudden I was two up through seven holes, and I was feeling good. And that at that point of the round, I was playing my best golf. And then, I think the turning point of the whole day really is he airmails the green on eight and flops it in, which is, you have to – pull off shots like that if you want to win a championship like this, and that was one of those signature shots. And it was pretty cool to watch. He had a perfect shot up there and tumbled in, so he like I said, he deserves it, and from that point on he really took control.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if eight was probably the turning point, but what did you tell yourself walking to nine?
Well, I still went up at that point, so I still told myself, he's still got to come get me. I played nine poorly all week, and I did again this morning, missed the fairway. But he had on there in two and three putted, so I was one up through the front nine. But I felt like that morning match, no matter where the match got to, I always felt like I was still in it, because we had 18 more holes to go in the afternoon. So it was such a long day, and to get it back to two down after the morning was big, I thought, into lunch. It gave me some momentum, and like I said, I came out in the afternoon and won the first hole, and then just kind of fell apart.